The Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Zayin Amud Beis tells us, "Miyoyim shebora Hakadosh Baruch Hu es ha'olam, lo yihaya adam shekari laHakadosh Baruch Hu adin ad sheba Avram v'kari adin." Says the Gemara, from the beginning of creation, from the time of Brias ha'olam, no one referred to the Ribbono Shel Olam as adin, as the master over the world, until Avram Avinu came along and referred to the Ribbono Shel Olam as Adon, referred to the Ribbono Shel Olam as being the master over the world. And this is the Gemara in Brachos Daf Zayin Amud Beis. And there's actually an interesting Maisa that is told in the Sefer, the Tshuvas Kanfei Yoina, in the Akdama, where he says that someone once came to the Goyin for a Haskama on his Sefer that he was putting out on the Seder Atvila. And the Goyin looked at the Sefer, and the first Vart he saw he was very impressed with, and he said that it's Kedai to put out the Sefer just in order to be mefarsim this Vart. And this Vart has to do with this Gemara and Brachos Daf Zayin Amud Beis regarding the concept of referring to the Ribbono Shel Olam as the Adon of the world. And the Goyin was impressed with the Vart in this Sefer, which explained why we, in fact, start Shacharis with the words Adon Olam. Why the beginning of Shacharis starts with Adon Olam. Why Adon Olam? Why specifically this idea do we say at the beginning of Shacharis? So this Sefer explained that the reason why we start off Shacharis with Adon Olam is based on our Gemara. Because the Tefillah of Shacharis was instituted by Avraham Avinu. As we know, the Gemara in Brachos tells us that the different Avos composed the different Tefillahs. Avram Avinu composed the Tefillah of Shacharis. And therefore, because Avram Avinu was the first person to be makir, to acknowledge the Adonus of the Borei Olam, the mastery over the world by the Ribbono Shel Olam, therefore we dafka begin Tefillah Shacharis, the Tefillah of Adon Olam. And the truth is that that's why some Svarim say we start Shemona Esrei as well by saying Hashem Svasai Yiftach with the words of Adnos, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and then Yud. Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Why? Because we are starting the Tefillah of Shemona Esrei, and the first bracha is Magen Avraham. The first Tefillah, the first bracha of Shemona Esrei has to do with Avraham Avinu, and that's why we start with, again, the Loshon of Adnos. I'll go upon him, this is the Gemara in Brachos, but the question is that this seems to contradict another Maimer of Chazal, and this is in the Medrash and Breishis Rabba, Yud Zayin Dalet. The Medrash over there is talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's consultation with the Malachi Ashares before creating Adam HaRishon. And he consulted with the Malachim. The Malachim says, "What say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, what is this person all about? What is Adam HaRishon all about?" And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to the Malachi Ashares by saying, "Chochmoso shel Adam merubu shelachem." The wisdom of mankind, the wisdom of the human being, is superior to the wisdom of you, the Malachim. And as a means of demonstrating the chokhmah of the person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings them different behemoths and chayas in order for them to be able to name the behemoths and chayas, and they were unable to. And then he subsequently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the behemoths and chayas in front of Adam HaRishon, and Adam HaRishon designated specific names for each min. And he said, this is a shor, this is a chamor, this is a gomo. Different animals were designated different names by Adam HaRishon. And subsequent to that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, and what is your name? And Adam HaRishon responds by saying, Adam shenivrei simino Adam. Since I was created from the earth, the ground, so I should be called Adam, from the word Adama. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and what is my name? And Adam HaRishon says, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and then Yud. Adonos. You are the Adon l'chol b'riyei secha. You are the master over all of your creations. Therefore, your name is Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. The question is, this seems to contradict our Gemara. Our Gemara says that Avraham Avinu was the first to refer to Ribbono Shel Olam b'shem Adnos. This Medrash seems to clearly say that the first person who referred to the Ribbono Shel Olam as Adon is Adam HaRishon and not Avraham Avinu. So there are different terutzim given to answer this question. The Rashba says a couple of things. Number one, he says, Avram Avinu was the first person in history to experience a shinui in the laws of nature, a change in the laws of Teva, because he was able to give birth, have a son, have a child, even at a very, very old age, where Alpi Teva he was unable to. And when you experience Shini Ateva, that is what represents the Adnos of the Ribbono Shel Olam, where he's able to override all the systems, because he is the master, he is the one in control of all systems and all koiches. And that is why Dafka Avraham Avinu was the first to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Adnos with respect to changing the regular laws of nature. Perhaps, says the Rashba of Oid, even if you assume that the first person to refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam as Adon was Adam HaRishon, perhaps what the Gemara means when it says that Avraham Avinu was the first to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon was that he was the first to be mefarsim his Adnos. He was the first one to talk about his Adnos to the general populace. He was the one to try to promulgate his Adnos. He was the one to try to spread the Adnos, and that's why we attribute the referring to the Ribbono Shel Olam as the Adon Dafka to Avraham Avinu rather than to Adam HaRishon. So the first tirut is that perhaps Adam HaRishon referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Adon, but the special Adnos being referred to over here is the Adnos recognized by Avraham Avinu with the Shinui of Teva. And number two, perhaps he's the one who we attribute the first one as being the first one to be makir the Ribbono Shel Olam as the Adon, based on the fact that he was the one to be mefarsim HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being the Adon of the world. There's another teretz brought down in the Mefarshim, and that is that perhaps when the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu was the first to refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam as Adon rather than Adon Rishon, it means that he was the first one to refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam as Adon with the idea of being mespal and being meshabeach the Ribbono Shel Olam with the Adnos. In other words, Avada Adam HaRishon as well referred to the Ribbono Shel Olam as the Adon. However, when it came to Avraham Avinu, he was meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Shem Adnos. He praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu with mentioning his Adnos, and that is what is being referred to over here in the Gemara when it says that Avraham Avinu was the first one to refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam as the Adon of the world. The Mabit in Beis Elokim has a different mahalach in Shara Tfilo Perek Beis, where he has a different answer. Says the Mabit, you're right, Adam HaRishon did in fact refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam as Adon. However, he wasn't referring to the shame Adnos. He wasn't referring to the shame of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yud. Rather, he was referring to the shame Havaya, the shame Yud Kei Vav Kei, which we pronounce by saying Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Sometimes when we say Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, we refer to the Shem Havaya, and we just pronounce it by saying the words of the word of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. And sometimes when we say Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, we refer to the Shem of Adnos, the Shem of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Says the Mabit, when Avraham Avinu said Adon in reference to Ribbono Shel Olam, he was referring to the Shem Adnos. And that is what the Gemara means in Brachos when it says that the first one to refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam as Adon was Avraham Avinu. Masha'enki, when it came to Adam HaRishon, when he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adon, he meant the Shem Havaya. And it's just that he pronounced the word of Shem Havaya with the letters Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, because that is how we pronounce the Shem Havaya. But the reference, in fact, was not to the Shem Adnos, it was to the Shem Havaya. Now, Zokta Mabit, what is the distinction between the Shem Adnos and the Shem of Havaya? Says the Mabit, the Shem Havaya refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's initial Bria of the world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu initially created the world, it's something that we don't really have a comprehension of, we don't really have the capacity to understand, and therefore it's Nela Min HaBria. It's not something that we could fully grasp, and therefore we don't say the word Havaya straight out, because the Shem Havaya is Meire on the Brios Olam, which we can't really fathom. Therefore, says the Mabit, we pronounce it Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. However, Zok the Mabit, Adnos, the Shem of referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Adon, doesn't refer to the initial Bria of the world. Rather, it refers to the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to master all different laws of nature, all different occurrences that transpire in the world, that is the Shem Adonos, that he is the Odin HaKoyl. That is something that we could fathom, and therefore that's why we could pronounce this Shem, because it's something that we have some type of grasp on. Nameilo, says the Ma'abit, that is the difference between Adam HaRishon and Avraham Avinu. Adam HaRishon was able to fathom the Shem Havaya. He understood the Brias Olam. He was there b'shas Brias Olam. That is why when he refers to the Brias Olam, he's not talking about the Shem of Adonus, he's talking about the Shem Havaya. It's just that it's pronounced Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, because as human beings, we're not allowed to pronounce the Shem Havaya because we don't have a full grasp in the initial Bria. However, when it came to Avraham Avinu, he was able to demonstrate the Rebbein Shalom's Koyach in the Bria in its present form. Not mitzad its initial creation, but rather, presently he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koyach in the laws of nature. He wasn't able to have kids naturally, and now he was able to have kids. He was able to demonstrate the Rebbein Shalom's power in the world and Adonus in the world by virtue of the different laws of nature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to abolish and override. And therefore, by means of looking at the Adonus, he was able to demonstrate from there the Koyach of Havaya, the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to initially create the world. So he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koyach to initially create the world by the Adonus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu displayed. And that is why, when he referred to the Rebbein Shalom, he referred to the Shem Adonos rather than the Shem Havayah.